Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is all around us. It's there every single day. And because it is all around us and we're so immersed in it every single day, sometimes we just don't see the obvious. The obvious is right in front of us. It's right there, but we miss it. And what we start to do is we start to prejudge things. We start to make decisions without any facts, or we start to build ideas in our head. No, this, they'll never talk to us. This will never happen. It's not worth pursuing this. We do that as human people all the time. Everybody does it. But as the CEO, president, or business owner, you need to be careful not to do it. And this just came right at me just the other day. It just made me more aware of not to prejudge things. It really happened. And I've asked permission to actually discuss this because I don't discuss what happens with my clients. And I'm not going to use any names or anything that anyone that you would understand who this was. But I did ask permission before I'll have this conversation with you. So one of my clients flew across the country for a very important meeting. It is a big deal. I mean, a really big deal. And they went and they met with this person, and the meeting was really good. And they're going to end up doing business together because he traveled across the country to see this person, and it's going to work out just fine. But while he was in this city, far away from his home office, and he actually took his business partner with him, who is his wife, and she actually is a great business partner. And he, after the meeting, he came back to the very nice hotel that they were staying in, and he knew that there was another business person that he had been trying to get in touch with but was unsuccessful, and there was business there, business to be had. So he was just saying, it's Friday afternoon, you know, I'm not going to get in touch with this guy. There is no reason to do it. He's never going to see me. It's short notice. But his wise business partner said to him, don't prejudge this. Just get in touch with him. No, I'm not going to do it. And she insisted. And he listened. And he did get in touch with him. And he got in touch with him by email and sent him an email. And not 5 minutes later, he got a response back. Oh, you're in town. I really would enjoy talking to you. Can you come on over this afternoon? And he went over this afternoon to visit this other business person to possibly make another big deal. And if his business partner hadn't been insistent that he didn't prejudge it, that he just took the action necessary to see if there was an appointment available on a Friday afternoon, he would have missed out. And you see, we all do it. Oh, it's Monday, don't make phone calls because nobody talks on Monday. It's Friday, don't make phone calls because everyone's not in. We do all of this prejudging. And I was really impressed by his business partner, who absolutely was paying attention and insisted that he take the right action that's really going to help the company and create revenue. And I want you to do the same thing. I want you to think about how you think about things, how you make assumptions that may not be true, how that you just avoid doing things because you might get rejected. It's not worth doing. It's not going to happen. You have to consider having an open mind. You have to consider saying to yourself, I will make this happen. I will take the chance. I will take the rejection. If they don't talk to me, so what? It doesn't matter. If I try to do business with them and they don't do business with me, so what? I'll review it. I'll run through it. I'll think about it. I'll decide how I could have done it better. I'll do it better the next time. And not only do you need to have an attitude of not prejudging, but you need to have your coworkers, your sales force especially, not prejudge. Everyone in the company has to work at getting an open mind, and the only way they're going to do that, and the only way they're going to expand their thinking, and the only way they're not going to prejudge is if you teach them that this is how we operate. We take that one next step. We ask that next question. We find out the facts. We find out what we need to do. We don't just create the scenario in our head that's a negative, destructive scenario. Let's go out there and do some business. Let's make it happen. Many times it won't work, but that one time that it does work can mean a significant profit to the bottom line. And isn't that why everyone is in business? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.